Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on Rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com.
Please check out the Proof Negative radio show, Monday through Thursday. 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-hosts, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative radio show.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show. Here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today happens to be Tuesday, so we'll have Kayla joining us here in just a second. And we can have you out there in Radio Land. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on
on your phone, and I will go to you. So let's go ahead and bring Kayla in right now. Kayla.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing, Proof?
Hello, Kayla. What's the word on the street with you?
Tonight, I kind of want to start with something I genuinely thought was a joke. The other day, I saw someone talking about, oh, they're calling the vagina a bonus hole now. I thought it was a joke at the absurdity of them calling us birthing people. No, it's an actual charity made the suggestion that doctors should start calling vaginas bonus holes specifically for transgender people who are
They tried to call them front holes a couple of years ago.
Oh, God. But I'm still a little bit astonished by this because I just found out not even 20 minutes ago this was a real thing, not a joke.
It's like every couple of years that they try to put your middle part into new management, but nobody's interested.
Oh, unless you're on the side that wants it. Like I saw a news video that I just watched a little bit ago, and it was four people actually discussing the charity, and they're saying, oh, people are calling this charity misogynistic because they made this suggestion, and it's the women who are fighting and saying, well, they have all the rights to use those terms, and they're just saying, these are terms you're going to have to be prepared to use. And it's the man who's like, but what about all the real women out there who genuinely, you know, don't align with any of that? And the women, of course, jump in. They say, well, they don't have to use it. It's just doctors and physicians and stuff are going to have to use this in the future. No, stop this insanity, people. Sorry, that's just what I literally just saw was not a joke and still processing it. Oh.
Well, they've tried a few times. They are just trying their best I'm trying to think of the right wording here, but I don't even know how to word it. I'm sorry. But they want to rename your spots so that they could try to see somehow if they can get dudes to also say they have the same thing.
Delegitimize feminism so that way women have less of a role in society again?
I'm not exactly... I don't know if I'm for or against it. It's not something I actually think about, actually. I hate to be vague like that, but I just think every person by now in 2023 should have equal rights to basically about everything. But at the same time, everybody has their own body parts. And quit faking and quit trying to make the other side quit thinking that the other side, who happens to be cisgender, comfortable in skin, quit calling those people bad names. It's funny that Elon Musk calls that a profanity. You're not allowed to use the term cisgender on Facebook, or not on Facebook, but on Twitter. Because they use that as a negative term. If you're happy with yourself, that's a bad thing.
I'm actually happy Elon made that basically a derogatory thing because it technically is. We,
right.
Women who are born women and men who are born men, we shouldn't be the ones getting the cis term. We shouldn't be the ones getting different terms. We are normal. We're not puzzle pieces being put together.
If you're happy with yourself or you're happy with life, then that means you're a racist and you're a bigot and all this other stuff. You're supposed to be angry at all times. And I can't do that.
No, I completely agree on that. And more angry that you are, the more afraid that you are, the more confused that you get, the easier you are to control. And if they have society, which they currently do, to the point we don't even know what a woman is,
mm-hmm.
how do we actually stand up for real issues, real situations? When you're fighting over, I'm a man and I want to go into the woman's bathroom, and we have case after case after case of women being raped and assaulted by people who are doing that, but then you have committees who are saying, well, this isn't happening, because they're turning a blind eye because they don't like statistics. So you have to actually bring up, well, this is a person it happened to, this is the place, in order for them to even listen. But,
and not just that, but they're trying to give protections to those kind of people who happen to do those negative deeds. So it's like if you report crime, you're the one that gets in trouble.
It really does feel like we are getting closer and closer. Or no, we are legitimately in 1984. We're living it at this point. What was it he stated in the book? There would be, not derogatory, but basically people running around in the streets who were not normal, people causing chaos. That book predicted so much that we are going through. But so I read one of your posts the other day, and what did Ben and Jerry's do?
Oh, so we're going to start with that. All right. No, that's cool. I just wasn't ready. So anyway, Ben and Jerry's called out on the 4th of July that if America really wanted to be woke, that we would give the stolen land back to the Indians. And as it turns out, the Ben and Jerry's factory is on one of the most stolen lands in America. So one of the chiefs of an Indian tribe that is from that area said, if you want to put your money where your mouth is, your factory should be ours, because you made this factory on stolen land.
I mean, chief's not wrong, and if Ben and Jerry's is going to make a woke statement like that, they either are going to put their money where their mouth is, or they're going to have to sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Which, how do you backtrack on something that you made a statement about, especially something that big? Wow. So return the lands. Got it.
Yeah.
And then what about the lands that were stolen from other countries? Germany used to be, or Prussia, I should say, used to be a lot bigger than what it is. Should they also be saying, well, return our stolen land from other countries who got that during a war?
Not that I'm
saying, like, the ethnic cleansing of natives was good. I am not. But history shows taking over countries is something the British and a lot of other people did all the time. Just British was the biggest army back in the day, and they colonized everywhere from Jamaica all the way to America, had places in India, even down to Africa. So on the topic of them, I did see that they've lost, what was it, about 3 million in like a week or two?
Million? Yeah, Ben and Jerry's dropped about 3 billion since they made that announcement. And these companies, they're trying their best to, they love giving their money back. They love being woke. They love laying off staff because they're not making money. I don't know what it is about not making money that's so cool that these companies just love doing now. That's like the end thing.
Yeah, I don't get. Are they trying to get rid of people to replace them with automatic, like, robots and stuff? And this is just their way of trying to do that? Because
they're losing money regardless.
True. Very true. Because, I mean, if we look at Bud or Anheuser-Busch, they're down to, what, 14th out of, in the statistics, or not statistics, but the stats of, like, they went from number one to, like, think, like, 14th place in this year alone.
Yeah, in 2 months.
It has only been 2 months. That's the most shocking of all of it. I did see a report where they're telling the CEO he needs to step down.
Yeah, but he's not.
Nope. And they still haven't even apologized to their base.
Colin Mulvaney.
Wait, they did?
Yeah. Because
wow.
Dylan Mulvaney was even roasting them, and they apologized to him.
So they apologized to the person who is the reason they have lost all this money, but they have not apologized to the people who made them what they were. That makes no sense at all.
Well, it makes a lot of sense when you're worried about that ESG score. So it doesn't matter that they're losing billions of dollars. Their social credit score is near perfect.
But they have to lay off hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people because they're no longer selling like they were. I genuinely do not get, outside of the ESG score, which to my knowledge has no basis on reality at this point in time, I do not understand how this is good marketing, how this is good business. It's not, unless they want us to be in a crisis situation with our economy, which I genuinely...
They're getting rid of all Americana brands so they can have New World Order conglomerates come in. That's what the ESG is about. So if you notice, Disney's on the ropes, Target's on the ropes, all these companies that have been around for many years that are American icons, they're the ones that are getting screwed.
Well, I knew people were backing away from Disney, but I thought it was more so they keep finding a new pedophile working for them every other week. And people were starting to wake up to that, but I guess not.
Well, look at their Indiana Jones woke movie that lost $1 billion so far.
Oh, I haven't even watched it. How's it woke? What do they do now?
I don't know what they did to Indiana Jones. I don't watch that kind of stuff. I just know everybody's complaining about it.
Nope. I don't think I know anyone that watches it because I haven't seen anyone complaining. But... I mean, you took a big franchise name and apparently did something for it to lose that much in the box offices. And it's been out, what, a week longer than Sound of Freedom?
I don't know exactly. I don't pay attention to box office like that.
Well, I know I wanted to do a comparison between the two at one point, just to see how much the difference would be. And it's been pretty amazing. The fact that they have lost that much, however, on it, God, they're just making everything worse. And I don't understand it. What happened to American Ingenuity? Pride. Well, not Pride.
That's going down the wayside because they have to get rid of Americana brands so they can get rid of America as we know it. And then you'll just have faceless brands that are everywhere that nobody cares about and is global.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's already global. Yeah, we have such a big variety of, like, Coke versus Pepsi versus Mountain Dew and Sprite and Dr. Pepper. But at the end of the day, all of these companies are, like, smaller companies with their parent company all being the same. So
I don't understand
monopoly.
Why those companies... They could be as woke as they want. Nobody's fighting them. I don't get it. Why is this soda so important?
people need their caffeine fix. They need their aspartame and their, you know, all those other chemicals that they're addicted to. I guess they could just be completely ignoring it because what else are we supposed to drink? This is what I like. So why switch this up just because of this? But at the same time, again, Budweiser, or well, Anheuser-Busch, people have completely switched up to different drinks. So I don't know. People can switch. It is possible. I just feel like they don't want to, if that makes sense.
Oh, I guess. It just seems like the soda companies and Nike, they could do no wrong.
I still don't understand Nike. I really don't. Dylan Mulvaney did women's sports bra and leggings. Clearly see that bulge. Even with taping, you know you're a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand. Women are, for instance, we are on the forefront of so many of these topics and so much of this stuff. Yet we don't see makeup brands going down. We don't see Nike going down. We don't see anything that women are drawn to going down. And I have to question, are women who enjoy doing makeup a lot and enjoy just dressing up to look feminine, are they more so inclined to ignore what's going on? Do they not research? I don't get it. But then you'll have...
I don't know. Are women more accepting of men acting like women?
That's what it seems like from everything I've been watching. Like, if you want to be a cross-dresser, go for it. Don't care. But don't call yourself a woman. You are not. Call me less than a woman because I am not. But I really don't know. It's something I'm still trying to figure out. I can talk to women individually and know from some of the conversations I've had, some women completely despise what's going on, and some of them have no idea. And then you have the ones in the middle who are just like, let them be who they want to be. But then you have the women on, let's say, the vaccine topic.
Enablers.
Huh?
That's the enablers.
Yes,
they think if they stick their head in the sand, it's going to go away, just like everything else.
Yeah, and there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of enablers out there, and I find they tend to be women more often than not, and I don't understand it. Like, I try to think of just me growing up, even though I have never actually been through a situation where I've been disrespected just because I'm a woman, except for some people I've worked with here and there. I worked with the elderly at one point, and they were way more stuck in their ways. But I also understand that's a different time period. Today, people my age, I haven't had to deal with that. So I don't get where the enabling of these people come from, because I feel like at the beginning or the end of the day, it would be something traced back to a trauma or something you've been repressed from or not allowed to do. But again, I don't see that. But that is, I guess, my perspective, my life that I've had so far. Other women may have had stricter families. I don't know. But I am genuinely confused why women tend to not want to step out and draw the sand in the line. Is your mascara really more important than you being known as a woman? Which then brings up the question, why is it a man can wear makeup and dresses and shoes and be called a woman, but someone who actually was born a woman has to be called cisgender, breastfeeder, or birthing person, or now you know, oh, you just got an extra hole, bonus hole.
Yeah, they also want women to be called menstruators.
Well, the funny thing about that is that I've seen multiple trans men going to be women say that since they're on the estrogen and all that for so long, they're getting periods, like their body is cramping up, which, no, that's your body being put on hormones it's not supposed to have, and it's reacting horribly. That's not a period. But they're claiming they have periods, so wouldn't that be offensive to call us menstruators?
I was wondering about that.
Oh, I'm just confused, like genuinely confused. But it's what they're pushing. As I said, the more confused we are about this little stuff, which at the end of the day, yeah, it is little stuff in comparison to human trafficking, the war in Ukraine, 100% proxy war, to the resident in the White House. Like, these are all bigger issues we should be focused on, but I'm being confused over the fact that women don't want to stand up and boycott these products supporting men. Not that I haven't researched the other stuff, but I'm just saying, like, that's what they want. They want us confused. They want us just completely lost.
Well, I'll go one step further. With this whole central bank digital currency about to come up, where we lose our financial freedom, if everybody out there stopped using major banks and just used local credit unions, we could fight this. But people don't want to give up their Skank of America or their shitty bank or the well fucko. They don't want to give them up. They don't want to give up Capital One. I don't know what it is about Skank of America that people have to stay there.
I genuinely don't know. I can say on my end, I pulled all my stuff out of banking back when I was about 20-something because they just kept charging more and more. If you had an overdraft by like a dollar, it would cost you at least $20 to fix the issue. So I shut it down because I saw it as a scam even way back when, before I knew anything about like the Federal Reserve. So I don't understand why people are okay with this outside of the fact, well, we have to pay our bills and everything's going automated now. No one pays with checks anymore. Yeah, now they're trying to get rid of our money. How are you expecting to pay someone, a friend, who helped you move your stuff?
You're That's the idea.
Yeah, they're going to regulate everything. And
yes.
I don't.
This way, if you are caught giving somebody money or giving somebody something when their money is shut off, if your chip is shut off and someone feeds you, then they, you'll be even more guilty. You're aiding and abetting. And that's how they want it. They want everything to be scarce. That's why they're shutting down fertilizer and nitrogen. That's why they're in some areas they're stopping the water supply. That's why they're stopping the gas being pumped in the United States. That's why they're killing cows. It's also everything. It just seems like everything is going wrong right now, and it's done by design so that they can control every single facet. And then you'll need your microchip, and you'll have to obey Lucifer in order to eat tomorrow.
You really do believe that old proverb, there will come a time when those who know how to plant will be the only ones who can eat.
Well, it's going to be that way.
But I do want to know why people think this is the best way to move forward when I have to say any amount of studying since the actual like Federal Reserve came about, how, which is very illegal, privately owned bank, but how people have seen this as a plus for society. I feel like since this came around, we've lost so much more. Banks go in and they buy your farms. Then they like skyrocket the prices. They go in and buy houses that people own, skyrocket the prices. I live in a tri-state area and we are a commonwealth, I believe is the term used. So none of us actually own our land. We can own the house, but we don't own the land, which I disagree with. That's the freedom they took away from us. I do believe you should be able to have a piece of property that your family, even if it's only a couple acres, your family can have that to fall back on and be safe with. But they don't allow that in some states. And with the states they do, again, bankers are going in, scooping it up, making it their own. And then they're selling it to become these little places that they still own at the end of the day, the land it sits on. Why can they do that, but a normal family can't? Why can they own that land? Why? And I have questions that I know I'm not just going to get straight answers to, and I have my speculations. If you can make it where it's a debtor society, where everyone is renting, everyone has to survive off of their implanted chips, you control everything. You control everyone. And I mean, sounds harsh, but if you're going to be a dictator or if you're going to be ruled by dictators, you have to imagine what that would look like. If you yourself were in that position and you didn't have a soul, what are the, or you're just greedy. You can have a soul and be greedy, but if you yourself are not one of the people who want to help humanity, at the end of the day, what would you do? Which would be, if you are someone who wants to help humanity, the exact opposite of whatever pops up in your mind. So you want to help somebody by buying some land and starting like a little commune for people to grow their own crops, their own medicine, their own products to make their own clothing that they can sell and maybe start their own business line. Well, they want us to work on those communes instead for them and sell those clothes for them with pennies instead of the dollars that you could get if you had done it on your own, is how I see that, if that came across translated in any good way. But the more they own of us, the less we own. And America has lost freedom after freedom after freedom. And honestly, COVID coming around and knowing what it did, that was just one out of dozens of situations where they've just taken our rights away. World War II, they took away our gold. They took away...
That was during the Great Depression.
Okay. Which was, what, only a couple years after the Fed came about?
Yeah.
Can't tell me that wasn't planned at all. Although I do wonder about the Dust Bowl. That happened at the same time. And I genuinely wonder, is that something natural or did even back then they have ways to do that? Sorry, thinking about things.
That's okay. I'm still trying to understand, though, why, how it is that nobody seems to care that Bill Gates can make genetically modified mosquitoes and just put them out there and not get in trouble for that.
Yeah, and you're seeing a spike in malaria cases. I mean, heck, I just saw an article. Cincinnati has mosquitoes with malaria. Where are they coming from? I wonder. But we know that they're genetically modifying not only mosquitoes, but they're modifying our cattle, our poultry. And we're going to be eating this.
Mm-hmm.
So along or on top of them injecting this crap inside of our food that we eat, we're being injected by whatever these things have. Like, for instance, when Zika virus appeared out of nowhere, that didn't appear out of nowhere. Nothing just happens like that. We have dozens of virologists who have stated over the last 70 years, roughly, 60, 70 years, that no virus that we see is natural, that none of them in this day and age just came out of nowhere. It makes you actually sit and think, so what are they doing? What are they having done? What is being done to us? But I don't get why people don't question that. And honestly, on the Bill Gates topic with the mosquitoes, most people think that's a conspiracy. They don't think it's true. It doesn't matter what you show them. They think this is something that was just made up. It's just fear-mongering. Because why would they do that? Well, I don't know. Bill Gates is also talking about using chemtrails to block out the sun. You know, chemtrails that supposedly don't
and
exist.
Actually, talking about how that's a great idea now.
Yeah, and it's like our plants survive on sun. Humans will kill themselves after a couple months of being deprived of sunlight. It cools the planet in a way that could probably, most likely, would cause another ice age, which technically, looking through history on this planet, that is a natural occurrence, but it could be something man brings about if they block the sun. It's just overall a geological nightmare, disaster, economic, or not economic, but
But when you have a world full of ostriches that stick their head in the sand, that's what you get.
I really do try to understand why people want to avoid these topics and not understand what's going on. And while I can get, okay, someone might be a mother and they don't have all the time in the world because they have to deal with their babies, it doesn't take all the time in the world at the same time to research a topic for even 20 minutes a day. Eventually, those 20 minutes are going to add up, and eventually you'll have 100 hours on a topic that you will know rather extensively. But they don't. I don't know if it's something you are just born with wanting to know the truth, or if you're just born not wanting to know anything. Ignorance is bliss, but ignorance has caused so much pain, so much damage, war. I mean, if we think back to the Revolutionary War, again, it was only, what, 3 to 6% of the population that actually fought that war, and the rest, they had to fight against their own. The rest of that population were on Britain's side, because that is the way things have always been. So I guess maybe part of it is they just don't want to question their reality and change the world, because it's just easier to go with what's already here. I don't know. I'm speculating.
Not only do people not know, they get mad if you try to educate them. So they are happy to let the world just go by, because then it's easier for them to just not care.
Oh, 100%. This person started talking to me the other day, and we were discussing the scams, and we were discussing the death jab. And this person has gone to college and gotten degrees in, I think, like, oh, he said like 5 different topics, and he was going to go for medical, but he didn't. But he has friends who went through college and who are medical people. And he basically said, well, I only know people who were unvaccinated who died of COVID. And I asked him, like, how many of those people were put on ventilators? How many of those people had underlining causes? I didn't really get much of an answer at first. And then he's like, well, they were all healthy. Some of them were older, like in their 60s. Never mentioned if any were put on ventilators or given remdesivir. So I didn't get an answer with that. And then he talked about statistics, how, yeah, statistics can be skewed, but it's to be expected. This disease has killed more people than all of our wars put together. And I'm just sitting here like, how do you believe this? The flu disappeared for a year and a half. Pretty sure that's probably among those statistics. They put people who got shot down as COVID. I even told them, like, they gave me a strep test and then put it on my report that it was a COVID test, even though I denied the COVID test. I'm like, these numbers were inflated. You cannot tell me this is not true. But the people who are most educated are literally, to me, the most blind. I have this doctorate, so obviously I have to be smarter than you. I don't see that. I don't believe that. I don't get that. Like, at all. A lot of people who seem to be very well educated tend to be the most indoctrinated, in my opinion. Not everyone. I've talked to very smart people who have been educated through the college system. But people my age and younger, I haven't. I'll be straight up honest. I know people who are now teachers who believe there are genuinely at least 50-something different genders because that's what they were taught in college. And I don't... You can ask them the simple question, this particular person I asked, can you tell me what they are? And they get the like blank stare of, I don't know how to answer this. I don't know. But I mean, the Rothschilds, I believe, are behind the schooling system, and the Rockefellers were behind banking. And I think both of them were involved with how our medical system is. And when you have that type of influence on that stuff, you have to question, what are you being taught? What are you being taught to ignore? I don't know. I feel like I digressed from what your actual question was.
I don't even remember the actual question anymore.
Sorry. It astonishes me that people are willing to be like, yeah, well, the scams helped people. How? There's study after study after study proving, well, this little virus is so small, it could go, it's like a mosquito going through a chain link fence. But then they want to say, well, you can't trust everything you see at first. And you bring up, well, how about Fauci himself? He has changed his story a dozen different times. And you can point out every single one. I'll go back to 2014, where he said, you do not need the flu shot if you've had the flu because you have better immunity, your natural immunity, than any shot can give you. That was in 2014 on MSNBC, I believe. I could be wrong about which station. But then he goes into now saying they've completely changed natural immunity. In the actual WHO definition of it, or they did a couple years ago when COVID came about, and they said, well, you need this vaccine in order to live. What? They say that it's going to completely stop the spread of the virus. It's going to stop you getting sick. It's going to stop you going into the hospital. It has done none of those things. But people believe it because it's what they saw on TV. And I don't get it. People have gone to school, I feel like, should be the ones questioning this stuff more, but they don't. Outside of indoctrination, or I guess not wanting to question their own reality, do you have any explanation for why that might be?
Like I said, it's ostrich head. Don't interrupt them. They don't have time, but they can sit and watch TikTok for 4 hours in a row, but they don't have time to watch a five-minute video about something that's of utmost importance.
Right. And then on the TikTok itself, you have over in China, they don't have people twerking on TikTok or just lovable. Well, they might have animal videos, but the majority of their stuff involves kids learning different science projects, like things that actually enrich your mind. But not here in America. All you see is LGBTQ plus stuff or women twerking in front of children, which I find so, why would you do that? Then I don't get it. I just don't get it. But I mean, I do get why it's being done, not them twerking in front of kids, but why we have a version of TikTok that is so dumbed down. That is what our society is. If I know you say you don't watch movies all that often anymore, but did you ever watch the movie Idiocracy?
No, I've never seen it, but I know all about it, and I know who made it and stuff.
Okay, but I feel like we're living in that time period now. Just not as bad with, like, the garbage and the stupidity, but I do genuinely feel like people, they parrot what they hear. They don't actually research. They, as you said, they ostrich head because this is how their life is and you're not going to change it because what you say has no backing, nothing on how they're going to live their life. But them doing the ostrich head just makes it worse. How do you get around that? When all you have are their backs, basically. They're not listening. They're not looking. They refuse. And as you stated, they're on TikTok watching 4 hours worth of stupid stuff that might make you laugh. What did you learn? What are you going to remember? What can you teach your kid? What can you teach your neighbor? Do you know how to plant a crop? Do you know about crop rotation? I had to teach my dad about crop rotation. Thankfully, I actually went to a school that had a 4-H club, so I got to learn about planting. My dad continuously tries to plant our tomatoes in the same spot every year. And I have to tell him, for people who don't know about crop rotation, you have to switch up. You grow tomatoes in one spot one year. You're going to have to grow, for instance, squash or corn, because they take up something different than what tomatoes take up out of the ground, but they'll replenish that particular vitamin back into the ground while taking a different one. So that way, the next year, then you could plant your tomatoes there. But if you continue to plant your tomatoes in the same spot year after year after year, eventually it's going to be dried up land that is dead and cannot produce for you even this sparsis of tomatoes. It'd be super tiny, probably not very good, but that's why crop rotation is important. Things you have to learn, things you should know. I had a point, but I forgot what my point was.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, talking about the TikTok and people just watching stuff that doesn't actually teach them stuff. But, so slightly more important, not slightly, actually genuinely more important topic. I watched a Forbes video the other day about, or over Republican, or Representative Byron Donalds. He's a Republican down in Florida. He had a little town hall meeting, basically, where he's talking about being on the oversight committee. And what they have, so over 200 reports from suspicious activity from the Treasury Department has made its way to the Oversight Committee. They have separated all these reports. He himself has read about 30 of them. And he went to explain that the suspicious activity report was filed by financial institutions within the Treasury Department. It wasn't a political document, had nothing to do with politicians. This was actually filed by people in the Treasury. Many of the financial companies that are connected are concerned about money laundering, hidden assets, and funds from the IRS. That information allowed them to find the many LLCs that were set up with legal filings, the whole purpose of which was to move money through multiple accounts. And it was through multiple people going to Senator Grassley, they were able to find FBI whistleblowers who filed forms over this topic. The FBI documented this particular human resource slash whistleblower was highly credible. They themselves have paid this individual over $200 million over the last few years as an informant for them. This individual source has gone on to state they have proof both Hunter and Joe Biden have taken $500 million from people associated with Burisma. The whole purpose was to get the Ukrainian prosecutor fired that was trying to investigate Hunter and his dealing with that energy company, I believe it was. And they wanted, he also was trying to do an investigation into Burisma, and they got him fired. So the heat was taken off Burisma at that time because Burisma wanted to buy into a U.S. oil company, which they couldn't do if they were being investigated in their home country. So the FBI whistleblower supervisor went on record stating their investigations were being held down and downplayed by during that time period, which was done by the Department of Justice and political brass. Representative Byron Donalds goes on to state he sees we have two tracks for impeachment towards Biden, the Attorney General, and the second is with the President of the United States. He expressed his concerns over the FBI, IRS, and Department of Justice that there is a complete lack of trust with the political brass of these agencies, which I completely agree. I'm pretty sure most of them are as corrupt as they come at this point in time, or at least the higher-ups, because I know there are good men and women there too. But a reform of each must be done. He finished his statement with, impeachment is serious. You need evidence and facts, and I'll say we are very close to having all the evidence we need in regards to impeaching Biden and the Attorney General. He never stated which one. So that's
well, the
just
Attorney
more...
General would be Merrick Garland, of course.
Okay, because I keep reading different reports, and there's always A.G. Garland, and there's like A.G. Merrick or Merck or something. And
Merrick
so I kind of
Garland are the same person. That's Merrick Garland.
Oh, Well, okay. But this goes more into, they're actually bringing the proof forward, thankfully, and they're speaking publicly about it, which kind of excites me because it's no longer just, this is hearsay, this is what we think is going on. Oh, there's a whistleblower that was talked about that wanted to come forward from Burisma on over the fact that they knew multiple, like, millionaires and billionaires were doing this money laundering, but they also had receipts for the Bidens in connection with their LLCs, which, again, no one has been able to produce anything from those LLCs that they could actually sell. And you even had played before the video where Biden even stated, yes, I've sold the state secrets. And I just don't get how people are this ignorant to it. They just want to say everything's a conspiracy.
For that, Kayla.
Huh?
For sharing that 15-second video, I got fact-checked. And they said that Brandon never said that, even though I shared the video of him saying it.
Facebook, I take it?
Yeah. Spybook.
Of course. I just shared the, there's a little snippet of like a 30-second video where this girl's recording Biden get into her face and he's sniffing her and then backs away and says, don't tell your mom the secret I just told you. And she says, I'm recording you. And he acts all dumbfounded. And I got fact checked for that, saying, oh, this is edited video. How is it edited? But on the fact checker topic, it's getting worse. Well, actually, no, I haven't been banned in a while.
So if you sign up for Threads, so Meta is trying to compete with Twitter somehow. And the way you compete with Twitter is not by creating the same looking thing as them, but have more censorship. The way to do that is to just open your platform up. And so you need to sign up with Instagram first before you have Threads. And then if you decide you don't like Threads, you have to shut down your Instagram also. On top of the first day in, they banned Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
But isn't that technically presidential interference?
It is election meddling, but remember, they don't care anymore. Why should they care? They didn't get in trouble.
Oh, I just don't get it. So I haven't really looked into Threads all that much. I saw a post where people were saying, oh, Elon's filing a lawsuit because Thread is stealing all of Threads stealing all the people that Elon fired, which made no sense to me. Why would he care if they were poaching people he wasn't working with? But I read a little bit more to see that they said they were basically making Thread into Twitter, like same platform and all of that. Like, that makes more sense that he would be suing you over the fact that you're stealing his platform design, not over people he fired. But people are trying to make it.
I try not to read it because I feel like fake news is going to spin that because Elon Musk allows freedom, so he's the bad one regardless.
Right. Oh, I just saw the Broccoli Man video you sent.
Yeah, it's about that time, I guess.
If you want to throw it up, let's go ahead.
If you're ready. If you're ready, we'll count it down.
Loading it up.
All right.
All right, ready.
I don't know if you've seen this character yet, the Factor. She's kind of older. She's not as loud, I guess, as the Wiretap or the Millennials, because she's a fact checker. She's kind of boring. So if you're ready, we'll go ahead and watch.
Let's go.
All right. So let me get Threads up here. All right, we'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, Broccoli's Talk. You are going to social media jail.
I have only been using Twitter because they do not censor thoughts.
Well, that is the problem. You did not sign up for Threads. We need to censor and monitor your posts.
No, thank you.
That is the wrong answer, Broccoli's Talk. We need you to sign up for Threads so we can decline your posts and ban you from Threads.
Well, then can't you just ban me before I ever think about going on there?
That is false. You must sign up for it and then post so that we can ban you. It is not fair that you can share misinformation on Twitter about Brandon. You said he sold state secrets. That is false. He never ever said that in front of anyone.
You mean this clip where he said this in front of some world leaders and big tech companies? I can play it for you right now.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
You need to go to social media jail for sharing that. That was false.
Look, just because your fake president admitted something that puts us in jeopardy does not mean it doesn't exist.
You need to be arrested for showing things that he says that are not true.
Well, then if Brandon is sharing false information, then why don't you go after him instead?
How dare you suggest that I do my job fairly? You are just upset because I am a person of color and I sleep with people that do not have penises attached to their persons.
Why would I care about that? Who you sleep with and what color skin you have does not have anything to do with Brandon selling country secrets to China.
You are a complete loser. Brandon can sell secrets if he wants. He's a Democrat.
I figured that's how it works. If you are a Democrat, you can get away with literally anything and everything.
That is correct. Then why don't you also become a Democrat so you can also get away with stuff?
That would also be false information. You will not be able to get away with stuff just because you are a globalist.
Why are you so much against affirmative action? Is it because I am black?
I don't care what skin color you are. I just want to have the truth without government agents such as yourself sharing all kinds of fake news.
How dare you say I share fake news? You are just upset because I got this job because of affirmative action.
I can tell.
Just for that, I am bringing you to the local jail. We will make sure your social credit score is in the negative. No central bank digital currency for you. I bet you are so stupid and Republican that you watched the Sound of Freedom movie.
Of course I watched that movie. I am 100% against child trafficking.
Child trafficking does not exist. That is false information. For watching that movie and sharing information about it, we now have to stop what we are doing and bring you to the FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist. If anyone thinks that FEMA camps actually exist, then we have to round them up and put them right away into a FEMA camp.
It sounds like you are smoking that special stuff with Hunter.
That was misinformation. The Biden family is allowed to have crack cocaine. It is common to have presidents to have cocaine. And I think you also meant to say that Donald Trump Jr. was the one found with cocaine and not Hunter. Hunter never smoked cocaine.
Wow, that is some special fake newsing. Hunter even went on 60 Minutes and bragged about his cocaine use.
We banned that video so you cannot share it. Now no one will ever find out about it.
Didn't the Supreme Court just vote unanimously that Brandon censoring other views is not acceptable?
Yes, but it is okay. This is different because we are against Trump. Everyone needs to be against Trump.
But that is not your decision though. Your president should focus on being a better leader. He should not be arresting his political enemies.
We will arrest and put in FEMA camps anyone who gets in our way, not just Donald Trump and his supporters.
This is exactly why I fight these New World Order globalists. They want to depopulate the planet and bring in all their robots, their AI technology, and everything that goes against God. We need to work together to stop this nonsense from happening. I want everyone to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and shares the things we need to be educated about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live so you can hear the Proof Negative radio show. Otherwise, the New World Order will be defeating us soon.
All that information is false. We are only taking over the world because we love people. Bill Gates created his GMO mosquitoes because he loves people. George Soros only takes down Western world governments because he fights domestic extremism from people such as yourself. And Klaus Schwab only wants the 99% to eat the bugs and owns nothing because he wants you to just be as loving and liberal. If you ignore our great globalist leaders, then we cannot take over the planet and change it for the benefit of the 1% of the 1%. Bill Gates is the undisputed king of Depop. Let's do him a solid by rising up against freedom so they can take over the world. Now come on Broccoli's talk, I need to take you to that FEMA camp that we already agreed does not exist and never will exist.
All right, so that was the episode.
Is a great one? Because it's genuinely stated quite a few things. For instance, the affirmative action was recently just struck down by the Supreme Court,
right,
which I believe is a completely great thing to do. Someone should be in a position because they earned it, because they want to be there, not just because, well, we need to fill in this, basically the ESG score thing. We just need this minority, so let's get them in there. If they're not the best person for the job, they don't need to be there. And if they don't have the credentials to get in to that particular schooling, they shouldn't be. Which, I guess an example would be if you have a black pilot who has spent, let's say, the last 10 years going through the college for it, going through the schooling, everything, and has a genuine passion for it, I would want him to be my pilot, not just some white dude who hasn't done all the classes, who isn't fully ready. So it makes no sense. You would want to go with the one that has the actual credentials. But people everywhere, I literally saw a post where they were just like, oh, the next thing you know, they're going to be bringing back slavery. I'm like, how does that even remotely connect to that? You think it's a bad thing? What this means? What does that mean to you? Like, why? How do those equate? I still don't get it. Are you saying? Yeah, I don't even know what they're saying with that statement. But on the topic of that, I will say, Biden recently, they struck down his debt forgiveness for college plan. Anything to do with Biden, I completely am okay with and agree, strike that down until we can relook at it. However, when it comes to debt forgiveness for college, my take on it is other countries have free college. And they say, well, then we're going to have more taxes. No, we're not. They tax us to the point now that if we cut our military budget in half, A, it would still be the leading budget for military worldwide, and B, you could have free housing, college, and probably health care with just cutting that in half. And that's all still our taxes. But then you have people who come in with the argument, which I think is wrong. This argument is just wrong. They want to say, well, I had to go and pay for my college. Okay, but back in your day, you could pay for your college while also working a job. Now you would need three jobs just to pay off one of the books for your class, not even your class. But they think because, well, I had to do this, so obviously you have to do this. About 1,000 years ago, our ancestors had to plow the earth with their hands and like stone shovels and hoes. And then they upgraded to using little plows with attached to the animal. Now we have actual tractors and things made to do that. But are you saying because it's easier to do it this way, we shouldn't be allowed to do that? We have to go back to how our ancestors did with the stone shovels? In my mind, it's the same thing when it comes to actually like paying for college, for instance. Before, you had one person that could work, and they were able to pay for all their kids' colleges and make life easier, because that's what parents want to do. Generally, we want to make the generation ahead of us their life easier, give them things we did not have. And us actually being able to save up and pay for that was something you cannot do today unless you are lucky enough to have someone in your family genuinely be rich enough to pay for all these classes, especially if you want to be a doctor or an engineer or a scientist. Those take a lot of money and a lot of time. But then I also want to throw in there, look at it from this perspective. Again, other countries do have free college and whatnot. So you have somebody whose life goal is to be an engineer, but they are growing up in a poor, ran-down household. By the time they're in college or high school, more than likely they're working a job trying to help out the family. So they're not going to be fully focused on their studies. They are split. And then they don't have the money to go to school. They might be able, with scholarships and such, go to a community college to get some kind of lower degree, if they're lucky. But even then, that's still going to put them in some kind of debt the moment they get out of school. The majority of people going to college are burning their certificates because of the amount of debt they're in, and they can't even find jobs in what they went to school for.
Kayla, I need a couple minutes. I'll be right back. I just didn't want you to think I left you without telling you.
Oh, you're fine.
So go ahead and continue.
So basically, again, people who are going to school for these very specific things, they're getting burning their certificates because they can't find jobs in that area because they don't exist anymore. So now they've got $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 of debt that they use to go to school that they cannot pay off and also live a normal life. So some people, again, they're arguing, I had to do it, so should they. And again, I would state, you know, our grandparents, great-great-great-great-grandparents, decently probably lived in hovels. Now we have people who live in houses that would have been known or thought of as higher or lower, higher class, and you can afford that in middle class because their parents were able to save up and send them to school. Then they were able to save up and send their kids to school. You can't do that anymore. And to think well, it needs to be this way because it was this way for me, is wrong. How are we going to have children? Again, if this person is an engineer or they are a doctor, that is what they want to be with their life, or they want to be an astronaut. They want to work on becoming one of the first people to colonize a new planet. How do we get them there and let them get their dreams if they are stuck having to abide by the poverty state that we have pretty much created in this country? We have taken everyone down as far as we pretty much can for the time being. I'm sure the bar can be dropped way lower. But you want to stop this person from going to school, from having that opportunity to go to school, because you had to pay for yours, which again, you took your 3, 4, 6 classes. You could pay that off while working at the same time at a diner back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. You cannot do that today. You can't. I have a friend who has been trying to go into health services, basically social services and whatnot. She can't finish her schooling because she has 3 classes left, and each class is $6,000. She has to pay for her rent. She has to pay off her car. She has to pay loans from other things that she's needed in order to save her car. And she works 80 hours a week, making 15 at one job and 14 at a second job. How? Please tell me how these people who want to go into these services, into these fields, how do they get there if we're just draining them of all their money? So one way to look at this is, why are we allowing colleges to charge that much money of these people? Why is that allowed? Basically, point blank. So we should be going to the colleges and trying to figure out how we change that. How do we change that system that's just draining every single penny from us? Or we can also, again, take the approach of cut our military budget in half. We can feed everybody, house everybody, send everybody to school, and help with actual like medical bills and such. And people want to be like, well, that's like welfare and that's this horrible thing. No, your society is viewed and judged, as the statement goes, on how it treats the lesser among you. So because not everybody has the ability to make thousands of dollars in a single check, they are seen as less than. So you're telling me the janitor who takes care of this building that you work in every single day is less than you? He's doing the same thing you're doing. He's working to make a living. He's working to try and send his kid to college, which is now the same amount of money as putting a down payment on a house, or even just outright trying to buy a house. Small one, of course. Like, have you all looked at the prices of housing recently? My aunt has to move soon. We won't get into all of that, but she herself is on disability. She got hurt working as a nurse a long time ago. She doesn't make that much, but she has to find a new place to live. And just for $120,000 range, she would have to move out into basically the boonies out here, way out 3-4 hours away from us, just to afford a plot of land with a trailer. For, I think that particular one was like $90,000 to $100,000. So $120,000 does not get you much anymore. And we're talking people are paying $50,000, $60,000 in loans, in debt, just to go to school to try and have a better life. I don't know what everyone's thoughts are on that, but I do hope maybe think about it more and maybe go. I don't know where we would have to go in order to change how much schools charge people, or is that policy change? Is that something we can do? Because I'm pretty sure the good portion of schools, at least colleges, I don't know, so don't quote me on this one, but aren't most of them generally like privately owned businesses at the end of the day? Because I think community college are, I'm not sure, honestly. But if the higher up colleges people are trying to get the jobs that we need in order to make everything better, like how do you expect to get flying cars or the next iPhone, I guess, if your engineer is stuck working someplace because they couldn't pay to go to college? A whole generation of doctors, scientists, all these people, these highly educated and sought after physicians can no longer have that job because they cannot afford to get the schooling for it. Whereas a long time ago, we used to have internships. You would be under the person who is doing the leather working. You would learn how to work that leather yourself, or the person who is an iron smith or jewelry smith or an apothecary. You would learn from the person themselves. Well, yes, we have come leaps and bounds ahead from where they once were. We've also backtracked too.
Right, I think I'm here.
Okay. Welcome back.
Oh, I was in here a minute ago, and the second I sat down, I had to go back out. So sometimes my stomach doesn't agree with me, so.
Completely understandable. I've got irritable bowel syndrome. Hello?
All right. No, I'm here.
Okay. You cut out there for a second, so I didn't know what was going on. Oh, and did you hear about in Portland, Oregon, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the law prohibiting recording in the state of Oregon because it violates the First Amendment, which, funnily enough, was started by James O'Keefe when he was still with Project Veritas.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised that that still went through now that he's no longer with the company. But I am very happy it did. I wonder if we're going to see some corrupt people start to be recorded and basically kind of like outed. I'm excited to see what comes from that.
So California, they blocked legislation that would have made child trafficking punishable by life in prison. So the Democrats had to back down on that. I just don't understand what it is about Democrats that love child trafficking.
I did not hear about that.
Well, just think, too, that they're the ones that are complaining about the Sound of Freedom movie. They're the ones that told you to watch Cute a couple years ago. But they're telling you that if you watch The Sound of Freedom, it believes that it means that you believe in QAnon and you support Trump.
Yeah, that you're a conspiracy theorist. I saw CNN made a report over that, and I was genuinely flabbergasted to see that. Because I remember the one where they're talking about cuties also, which is just this movie where it's like, I think the age was what? 11 to 13 were the ages of these girls. And they interviewed like 700 little girls twerking for them before they found the right ones for twerking at 11 to 13 years old. And then they praised this movie as brave, but they're attacking Sound of Freedom, which wasn't that a, I think it was in the CNN video I saw an actual Roth, like one of the Rothschilds, like lower ones, but one of them they're talking about, they're trying to say that people of power and position and own all these Fortune 500 companies are involved with human trafficking and sex rings, and that's not true, and we don't drink blood of children. Sorry, 100% you do. You're saying you don't. I don't believe you. I just don't at this point. But yeah, demonizing the Sound of Freedom has 100%. Sorry. Have you watched it?
Not yet. I was hoping to later on this week. And by the way, I opened up Bianchi's mic. He's also with us.
Hi, Bianchi.
Good evening, my red-blooded American friends. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Thanks for thinking
about
us.
I'm doing fine. Yes, sir. And, you know, you was talking about the court, I think it was Oregon. Well, people, Americans are going to have to start saying, we ain't going to do it. It's unconstitutional, and we're not going to do it. And the quicker you say that, the more things that you can say, because they're trying to attack and take away everything. That's what they're doing. You got to say, you're not going to do it. And that's it. And if you don't say that like that, then what they going to come after next? Your husband, your wives, and your children? That's exactly what they're going to do, come after you. They say, well, hell, they've been a pushover up to this point. Let's go ahead and go for the kids. Let's go for the wives and the children. These people are evil.
Well, that's why I was calling them earlier ostrich heads, because a lot of people will put their head in the sand and think, well, as long as I pretend that they don't exist, then nothing's going to happen.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's what they do, exist. It's like these. And I'm saying these are whites. Whites are letting these black groups run completely over them.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Evanston, Illinois, how the hell are you going to give public money to blacks only? And then whites come to apply for it, they can't get none. That is just stupid.
And they tell you the reason why you're not getting the money is because you're not black.
That is just so you need to file some goddamn lawsuits. Excuse my French, but you can only take so much of it before you start drinking.
Well, they want us to discriminate against each other and be like, why do they get something we don't? They want us to hate each other instead of focus on them. So I agree. We need to say no more.
Well, the discrimination is going to come naturally because I'm not compromised. I'm not going away. I'm not going to sit down at a table with some idiots like that. I'm not going to do it. I never taught my kids to hate. I'm not going to do it. I'm not compromising. So that is automatically separation. That is automatically division. The division has already been had. They're just showing it to you. They're just showing you the division.
And the more we get divided, though, the easier it is to control us. So obviously that's what they want.
Well, sometimes it's best to leave it alone. Sometimes it's best to stay away from your husband. You married him, but it ain't working. And it's getting to the point where it's getting dangerous. And all that is happening in what's going on in our daily lives with this mess we see. Leave it alone. Don't worry about the division. There's plenty of people out there that feel the way you feel. Just leave them alone. Don't be trying to kowtow to them. Don't be showing no empathy. Leave them alone. These people want to get into these time machines and go back 400, 500, 600 years. If I had a time machine like that, I'd be selling it to NASA.
Yeah, they just mess it up. Well, I'm curious, what do you think of the recent video came about, and it was a black man was threatening to stab a white man, and he called the cops on him, and he just wanted the cops to, like, I guess, take the knife away or tell him to stop, and they arrested him for making the threats, which is understandable. And this man broke down crying because he's like, now they're going to think I'm a white supremacist and that I'm racist.
There's something wrong with these people. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to. There's something wrong with these people. No matter if they're evil or they're trying to be empathetic, I don't know. Something wrong with them.
You have to agree with that.
Dang, a man is coming at me with a knife. I'm shooting. I'm protecting myself.
Well, here's
of course, I hate to do it. I might shoot him in the knee or something. That's so I tell you females, you need to carry your gun and carry a derringer, that stack barrel derringer in your bra. A 9mm on the top barrel and a 410 on the bottom. When you get close enough talking about raping you and shooting right in the scrotum with that 410, you got a right to protect yourself. And who else is going to do it?
Exactly. I've recently seen...
Just make sure you do it the right way.
So I've seen a lawyer recently discuss over when a shooting happens. A lot of people, they say it's flat out better to just kill the person than to let them live because then they can skew what happened. But then they also say if you do kill a person, a lot of people just, or what is the word? They basically cast shade on themselves because they say on the phone, like, I shot him. I think I shot him 2 or 3 times. Come to find out you put 6 bullets in this person. They say you lied, so then they no longer believe you.
So well, you're supposed to stop a threat until the threat exists no more. If a person is high on drugs, they can get hit by a damn truck and they're still going to get up and run towards you. You have to protect yourself and your family. Nobody else is going to do that. That's your unalienable right to do just that.
Amen.
And stop arguing with people. Don't be arguing with people trying to talk them out of their beliefs. If they got those beliefs, just walk away from them. Don't argue with them. You're wasting time. You're raising your stress level, and it's bad for your health. It's not going to do no good. Leave them the hell alone. Don't let your kids play with them. And proof, what is this with this Air Force general that's being nominated for something? And I hear that this is a black general, he has made some very, very racist remarks in his history. I mean, what's going on now with this? I heard on the grapevine.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I haven't either.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me.
Yeah,
because
so,
I've never heard it.
I don't know. I just heard whispered little bits and pieces, but I haven't had a chance to research it. But they're letting people run these departments based on skin color rather than merit. And I mean, that's just like affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing that applied to was government subsidized entities. Harvard, it was private. I guess Harvard do take some government money, but Harvard didn't have to do what it did, and what it did was wrong. When you're putting giving black students points before they even sit down and take the test, giving Hispanic students points before they sit down and take the test, giving white students 0, and giving Asian students a negative 140. That's wrong. What the hell are you trying to achieve with that? You get them in the door, when they get in there, they still can't perform.
Feels like they're trying to set us up for failure.
Yeah, you know, a funny thing about it, you know, black people themselves are against that. You got a higher percentage when polled that's totally against that. Because you're stigmatizing your kids. Jackson, Judge Jackson, you are a Supreme Court Democratic little darling. That's what you are. You're affirmative action Supreme Court Democratic little darling.
Is she the one that they just got on there about a year ago, the one who was very, very, very soft on pedophiles?
She's the one that Joe Biden said, I'm going to nominate a black female. You know, Reagan said he was going to nominate a female back during his time, but he didn't make no statistics on skin color. Of course, Lauber likely wouldn't have been then anyway. But what Joe Biden said was totally out of place. And you seeing that. See, when he makes something, he makes a statement like that, then it catches on like wildfire. It's repeated in a different form for a different purpose over here, then over there, then everywhere.
And you don't have the actual person that's best for the job. You just have basically their substitute that they want to put in because they want a good media picture, basically.
Yeah. I hear where the National Society of Black Engineers National Convention was going to be held in Florida, and I heard they changed it to Atlanta. And I heard two reasons. Now, one reason came to my mind is that they protested DeSantis in the state legislature for what mm-hmm. they made issues with making employers perform e-verification and also taking the explicit material out of the books, textbooks for books with that material in for elementary school children, any students, really. Well, see, they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be playing politics. Then I heard it's because there's no the help at these accommodation hotels and that, it all quit because they know they're going to be fired anyway. Now, I can understand that. But as far as playing the politics like you've seen some athletes do, that's totally ridiculous. It's wrong. Leave it alone. Perform your sports. You don't win in the long run.
100%. I've seen a lot of different people from the athletes, movie stars, celebrities, music people, all getting into politics. And I do get it. They're trying to use their influence to control how it's going to go. But I agree. Stick to what you're doing. This isn't your realm. This isn't your area, your ring.
Well, that's right. Just like Michael Jordan said, Republicans buy Hanes underwear too.
Huh?
All of them ain't crazy. Michael Jordan's got sense. Charles Barkley got sense. Shaquille O'Neal's got sense. See, a lot of them. But you got some out there on the fringes, like their Colin Kaepernick, doing the stuff that they're doing. Then nothing changed. And then Joe Biden makes these promises that, and it goes to show you the miseducation that's going on among all children, black and white, for him to make the kind of promises that he makes, well, they should know that he has no authority to carry that through. So why are you getting your hopes up to the point that you vote a certain way when you go to the poll? You're just voting for stupidity.
I guess you genuinely just have people out there who, as Proof said earlier, their head in the sand, they just want to vote that way because that's how they always have. They're not going to change because they're not paying attention to what's actually going on.
Well, yeah, you just listen to what they said, talking about stacking the courts. Judges don't make laws. They listen to arguments between two or three parties and make a decision. That's it. You don't have to follow it. What they going to do to you if you don't follow? They don't have no policing authority. You shouldn't follow anything that goes against the Constitution. It's your heartfelt conviction that U.S. Constitution. Just like when they say that somebody in HR say that we can't make you exempt from the COVID vaccinations because I don't think that your religious convictions are heartfelt like you say. That's none of their damn business.
100%.
That's the same thing that Muhammad Ali went through. He won his case because of his standing of being a minister, his religious conviction. It wasn't nothing else. It was his religious conviction.
It's definitely something they like to push, though, quite a bit.
But you got to start saying, we're not going to do it. We are not going to do it. It's unconscious. We are not going to do it.
Now, but how do you get people to do that? Or how do we engage with people on enough of a big enough scale to make them stand up and realize all of their rights are being stepped on and taken away? How do we do that?
They don't care. Just make sure you do what's the right thing. You never want to get to a position in life where you say to yourself, I wish I had a. That's a very, very long, lonely position to be. I wish I could have one more time. You don't never want to get to that position. Make sure that you do everything that you possibly can. Now, that won't ever lead you into that thought process at some time in the future. You know what's right and what's wrong. You got to stand on it. If you lose religion for, if you use religion for your motivation, use it. If you use Jesus or God, use it for your motivating factor. But stand on that principle and stick to it.
That's some very good advice.
No need to compromise. You compromise and you're giving up. Don't talk about it. Just leave them alone. They like to argue. Stop trying to convince people that you are not hateful. You're not. Don't try to convince you them that you're not a racist. You know that in your own heart that you're not. Leave them alone. They call you a racist, call them a racist back, then leave them alone. And you see, these people are not playing. They are dead serious. They're trying to destroy the country. All indications and evidence lead to that. Conclusion, mm-hmm. Sounds like that to me. It sure in the hell don't sound like they're trying to put together a good celebration or a birthday party. Sound like they're trying to destroy. And they're trying to alter things, especially you, out of your normal way of thinking. You got the right to associate and disassociate. And keep them away from your kids. And start including your kids in these conversations. Because when you're dead and gone, then they just lost. They don't know which way to turn. And whichever ideology comes along with that gleaming toy, that sprinkle and that glamour, that's the one they're going to adhere to.
You're right on that end. People want to argue, though, we need to keep children out of this because they're children, but they're not going to be children forever. And they want to learn. They want to engage in what adults are doing when it comes to everyday life things.
Well, if you, an adult, is afraid to say, I ain't going to do it, then teach your kids to say it.
Definitely.
Teach your kids to say, I'm not going to do it. And teach them what to say as the reason why they say they're not going to do it. Don't worry about all that other stuff. People used to want to call the Division of Family Service on me because I wouldn't allow my daughter to eat candy. That's my child. I don't want to eat candy. She ain't eat no candy.
Yeah, I don't blame you there at all. I mean, it's not good for them. It's just straight sugar. You're going to give them cavities. I don't blame you at all for that.
But there are those out there that think that's the most horrible thing that a parent could take. They want to turn you in. I'm telling you. So anyway, how's Broccoli Man doing?
Oh, he's all right. We played that about an hour ago.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to take up your show.
Oh, we love having guests on.
You know, you hear so much stuff, you just get built up. You got to release the pressure and find somebody to talk to. Heck, my Rolodex on my phone, I had to take about two more names off. They died. People that I grew up in the neighborhood, they gone now. So, and the problem still exists.
Yeah, I still wish I knew whatever happened to Critic, because I had no idea.
Well, I was talking to Sarge today. He's all right just a few minutes ago, so I'm worried about him. He has a relative that's kind of down and out. Pardon me?
Who'd you say you talked to?
Sarge.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay. He's a black person, highly conservative, constitutionally, very strong in history of the United States. They do exist. But I guess it's just one of those, you know, things are going to happen no matter what you do. You got some control over it, but you surely should have control over what you do. But things are going to happen, and you just got to work and pray for the best and stick to your convictions. Don't give it up. Somebody asked me about the U.S. military. I said, U.S. military is our militia, the citizens that's armed. That's our military, citizens that are armed. You know, proof, that is a reason. That is one thing that some of these one-worlders in the deep state, they are very complex over the fact that American citizens are well-armed. And that's something that they want to take. You look at some of these other countries around the world, I mean, Sweden and Netherlands, they've given up their arms. And look at the crap. Look at France. Look at what France is going through. You should have known better. You let all those refugees into your country. What do you think? They're not going to all of a sudden change to your ideology. Blood is thicker than water. They got a whole different point of view when it comes down to crime. They have a whole different point of view when it comes down that you got and I don't, therefore you should give me some.
It comes down to on the France side of things, that's basically just a war happening there right now. And I feel like that's going to happen here,
too. Well, they should treat it like a war.
Yeah, they should
treat it like a war. And stop playing with it. Treat it like a war. If you don't, they're going to take over you. This could be just a test, you know, to see how far you go. Surely look at the 572 riots we had in this city.
Well, they're trying to get the residents to take in the illegals, and then when you take them in, you can't give them enough. They don't work. They don't buy food. They don't do anything. Nobody gets any money for it. And then they're mad because they're not getting the master bedroom. They're just getting one of the other bedrooms.
Yeah, and then you
have you're not going to take. And if those people are following Islam, you are not going to change their point of view.
Well, how come you didn't buy me a car? You have a car. Why don't I have a car? That's their way of thinking. How come you get the big bedroom and I don't?
And the standard way of thinking is that if it's not about Islam, tear it up. It needs to be destroyed.
Is that one of their... one of their doctrines that when you go to a foreign land that you must take your belief with you to the foreign land and change it to the law, to the Islamic law?
They all do that. They do that. Yes, they do.
They like
look
to
at ISIS went into, where did they go, to Turkey? In some places in Iraq and started tearing up Nimrod's temple. They've made claims that if ever given a chance, they would blow the pyramids up in Egypt. because it's not about Islam. When one of their perpetrators back in the day came into Egypt, they took the limestone off the pyramids and used it to build mosques around Cairo.
I don't agree with that when people go in and start destroying historical stuff like this. Even if it doesn't agree with your ideology or your religion or any of that, this is history that you're now destroying. I'm sorry, but today we do not have the same engineering that they had back then to create the marvels that we have still. Today our houses fall over when an earthquake comes. You have houses in other countries that can stand because of the way they were made to withstand earthquakes. We don't have that today.
Well, see, what they done here is when they started taking down the statues of American soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And they got away with it easy under the pretense about these soldiers fought in one of the many wars that some of them fought in, having to be a civil war.
Yep, and just because they own slaves, that makes them a horrible person? Like, I get it. Slavery is bad, but it was also completely different time period. That's still our history that you're trying to erase.
Well, you know, they don't think that way. It wasn't illegal. That's what, it wasn't illegal. Good and bad is subjective. It wasn't illegal.
Go handle something outside real quick. I'm going to be a minute.
Okay.
So that's the thing that has to be known, and that's what you should teach. It was a common thing in society, in societies.
Yeah, because they, all over the world, in multiple different countries, every single country, even when we were still just tribe versus tribe, not even full-blown metropolis, these people traded slaves. It wasn't something illegal because it was just a way of life. Oh, you're from a different tribe. You don't believe the way I do. You're now going to be the person that does our laundry and makes our meals because we are stronger than you and we took over you. Even during, who was it, Lincoln's? Not, maybe a little bit before Lincoln's time period, white people were still being traded in other countries because they liked white women. They were considered the jewels in Africa when they were taken there, or to Saudi Arabia. But they don't talk about that trade. They don't talk about...
Yeah, all those nations. The Assyrians enslaved white.
Mm-hmm.
All of them did. There's none that did not. I mean, don't even worry about it. Right and wrong is subjective. It was traditional practice and the law at the time.
Yep.
I wouldn't even get into those arguments. It's a waste of time. The argument now is, look at what's going on in Europe. Public schools, these kids are not learning, especially African-American kids. They're not learning. White kids are not learning.
No, instead we have them coming home talking about critical race theory and saying that because they're white, they are this oppressive, I don't even want to say race, we're the human race, but this oppressive ethnicity of the human race. And it's just like, who, name one person you've oppressed. You are 11. You are not what they are saying. But then they're trying to say, well, critical race is trying to bring light to the history of slavery. No, it's not. It's bringing light to one aspect, and you are highly hyper-focused on the race part of it. You're not focused on the slavery part. If they were, they would talk about the Irish slaves back in the day. Like, my family comes from Ireland. Pretty sure if I look back far enough, I might find someone over there that was enslaved at some point. But
yeah, African tribes got rid of their riffraff. That which has caused them problems. They put curses on them, a lot of them, and they still owe for the, they never paid the restitution. So that bill falls onto their descendants today. The sins of the father follows the son. A curse. Generational curses.
Now, those do exist. I fully believe that. but they just want to gloss over that. Like you were, if we are to focus on just the black slave trade, as you said, Africa got rid of their riffraff. Even if it wasn't riffraff, they were getting rid of separate tribesmen because they would get money for it. They traded these people with the white colonists, with Asian colonists, with the Syrians. They traded with whoever because they wanted the money or they wanted the goods.
That's right. To say that slaves built America is a lie. You can't build nothing where you are that you didn't build where you came from. There's none of those things that we have today, amenities, something positive that happened when you flip a light switch. You got clean, safe water and sanitary sewers. There's some places that don't have that today. So how are you going to say that you're going to take some people that the tribes wanted to get rid of? Nobody gets rid of something that's of some use. You ever had a garage sale? Everything out there on the table in the driveway is for sale. But what's left in the garage, you're going to keep it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we were to take this back to a long time ago, with the people who created all the structures we have in mind, you're not going to get rid of, for say, the shaman, because that person knows how to cure illnesses. You'd keep that person because that's a highly valued person. You're going to get rid of the children who have no value, or you're going to get rid of the women because they go for a higher price. You're not going to get rid of the people who have skills.
No, and what would the world be like without white males? I'm from a historical and contribution standpoint. From your Galileo, your Dutch. If it wasn't for Dutch, you wouldn't have the telescopes. Look at the things that Galileo, it was just their time in history to step forward.
Mm-hmm.
Look at aviation.
Oh yeah, well, was it the Wright brothers? I believe are the ones who
Wright brothers. But look how far we've came since the Wright brothers.
Yeah, we've been stuck in the 1930s for airplane wise, but if we want to go military wise, yeah, they've gone above and beyond. I mean, we've gone to the moon. And that was with
that's saying that blacks wasn't allowed to go to school. Well, that's not true. Maybe for some it was true. But if that was true, how did you produce all those black scientists that participated in the Manhattan Project? At least over 20.
Mm-hmm.
From nuclear engineers, nuclear physicists, not engineers, mechanical and electrical engineers, biologists that worked there at the Nains Research Lab. I think it's there in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. So ignorance don't have no respect for skin color. And they're just being smart. Everyone has something in them. And when you let a child go through their primary years without exploring their innate ability, you are doing that child a misjustice.
Yeah, and I think our school system is set up to a point now where children don't get to actually figure out what they like. They have to worry about tests. They have to worry about math. You might have one of the world's leading authors in your classroom, but he is being failed because his math test and math score is horrible. So he's going to have to repeat grades just because of that. I think our school system needs to be completely redone. The education system needs to be gutted, in my opinion, and recalculated on how we actually do this stuff with children. Because just test after test, you might find a kid who has a really great memory and he's going to pass all his classes. But then you have the little kid that doesn't have a great memory, but they're really good in a couple subjects. They're not going to pass everything. But even doing those subjects, they're not going to find their passion.
Their passion and their inner ability. You know, you talk about affirmative action. Why come affirmative action don't apply with the Department of Defense budgets and purchases? Why come affirmative action ain't applying to the NFL and NBA
mm-hmm.
and football combine? Why don't you let the white athlete begin his run with a negative .8?
Well, they like using sports to distract us. So if they went and actually damaged anything with the sports or changed it in any way, I feel like people would riot overnight.
Well, you know, there's an author that wrote a book called $40 Million Slaves. And when you look at it, well, with so many young black kids looking at sports and basketball and football, and participating at the levels that they are, only to have a fraction of 1% to ever make it to the big stage. Well, that is just a misapplication of what it should be. I mean, sports should complement academics. Academics should complement sports. You can't have all your concentration in one area. What happens when you don't get where you think you're going to go? Everybody's not going to get there.
Nope.
Less than 1.5% become National Football League players. What, less than a percent come National Basketball players?
Well,
something wrong with that picture.
I completely agree on that end. But they want these kids to focus on that. At least I know in my area, the school systems, they want more and more money for the sports stuff, but they have cut back on actual like art classes, economic classes, like home ec and whatnot. They've cut back on, I think in my middle school, my year was the last one that got to experience the woodcraft classes where you actually go and like make things with wood and the big like tools and stuff. I don't, carpentry class.
Yeah.
I think mine was the last one that got to experience that. And wood shop, that's what they called it.
Well, parents should have the ability to have that introduced and available for their children in their school district. Not what a school board wants them to have. You should have the ability to recall those school boards if they're not behaving like they should be behaving.
I agree. But
immediately.
I completely agree. But I know that there are the worrywart helicopter parents who are like, my child can lose a finger. I don't want them doing this. It's too dangerous. And then they push that at the school board meetings. At that point,
well, I don't know. I think if you stand up for anything at a school board meeting, you get attention now.
Welcome back. And I disagree.
Well,
I went to school board.
Letting you two talk. My nephew. I don't know if I told you a couple weeks ago. My nephew crashed my car, and so he has a mechanic over, and I just had to show him around and let him know, have the keys and all that stuff, so I just needed a minute.
Nope, I did not hear about your nephew crashing your car. I hope he was okay and all of that.
Yeah, I don't know what he did to it. He's paying for the damage. So as long as it gets fixed, I'm good.
It's a moment where you're just not going to trust him with your car again for a while.
Like I said, as long as he's paying for it, he was supposed to be buying the car, so I'm okay. As long as he pays for the car and pays for the damage, I don't really care.
Okay.
I have a Chrysler 2001 Sebring convertible that only has 48,000 miles on it. And it's all original because I have the Carfax. So it's in really good shape, or at least it was. But now the radiator and maybe the air conditioning needs help.
because he hit another car. So we'll see. Sorry,
well,
I didn't mean to kill the room.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about schooling, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, essentially, I would disagree on just because you go into a school board meeting, you're going to get listened to. I went to one over the mask mandates out in this area, and there was a, I think she was in her 50s or her 60s. She's been a nurse for over 40 years. And I was the one that got to go first. I spoke about how wearing the mask can cause hypoxia and hypoxemia, how that can cause deterioration of your cells in your lungs, your muscle tissue, can cause neurological issues to where children are going to have to wear glasses. They can become more anxious, anxiety-ridden, all kinds of medical things. I covered it, and she, the nurse, stood up and said, I covered everything that she was going to talk about originally, so she was able to talk about even more stuff. And the school board still voted that they're going to, they basically ignored everybody inside the whole building. There were three people. Three out of 11.
That's where the problem exists. The school board is supposed to be a voice for the people that's giving them the direction of which you want your children to go. And things are just turned around backwards. Those school board members was your plain old Joe and plain old Sally the day before they got elected. Now all of a sudden, they are the epitome of what's right and what's wrong for your kids. Those are your kids. They're not their kids. They are your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Every school district, every state should have provisions to recall school board members. When they don't act accordingly, when they don't follow instructions or the will of the people, you need to get rid of them immediately. You can't wait till election time. That means your child is going to be exposed to things that just ain't right.
People don't want to do that, though. They just want to wait until it goes away. If I ignore it, it'll get better, is the overall energy you just get from a lot of these people.
That's why come America is falling so far behind.
Agreed.
American business shouldn't never went into these foreign countries and have to be there under a pact. Whereas when you leave, you got to leave the factories there with them in China. You got to share your intellectual secrets with them. That's ridiculous. One of the things that America made America great is because everybody in the world could not produce the things that we produce here in this country. Therefore, they wanted it. In order for them to get it, they had to use American dollars to buy it. We surely in the heck wasn't going to take no Chinese money to sell them a commercial jetliner. You had to have American dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's back
but
in the
now
days.
But now you're sharing that technology with these countries that don't have all the clean water. And the next thing you know, well, there goes another industry down the drain in the United States.
I feel like they want to attack our system in every way possible. That's one of them. But, I mean, American ingenuity has just gone out the window. They no longer value actual ingenuitive people.
Yeah, but if you're taught to be the victim rather than go invent something, it's easier to be the victim because you don't have to put any effort in.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
But being the victim doesn't get us anywhere except where we currently are.
Yeah, but
it doesn't
playing
get
the victim,
you anywhere.
All your growth is stunted because you're too busy saying, poor me.
people that want to invent things don't sit there and think about poor me.
No, they want to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as he was talking about with Galileo making the telescope and all of that, if we just sit and wallow in self-pity and, as you say, play the victim card, who's going to be out there creating the cure for cancer that the government doesn't censor? Who's going to create the serum to regrow bones? Like, how are we going to be able to do this stuff? Kind of like with my rant over the schooling. If we don't have people actually who are, like, in love with the process of this particular subject, we're not ever going to achieve actual advancement in our society. And I genuinely feel like that's what they want. They want us to be more broken. They want us to pull back. They want us to continue to fall, because that's all I see anymore.
But in contrast, though, you could find somebody in North Korea that's about to be the next millionaire. Or find someone from Cuba or Venezuela. There's
yeah.
no ingenuity there because their state-run government, they frown on creativity because they, instead of everybody getting rich based on your invention, what communism does is it stifles everybody. So only the existing rich people stay rich. You can't move up a class at all.
That's sad.
That's how it is. That's why the elites want to take over the world, to make sure that nobody else gets into their club.
Genuinely, the day America became America was the, it's going to sound horrible in certain ways, but it was probably the best thing to happen to this world, because we became a place where people could actually come and be free, be engineers, what they needed to be creative.
Yeah, but just think, all you have to do, and I'm not saying all, because I know he put a lot of work into it, but look at Tiger Woods that just became famous by playing golf. He didn't come from the 1%, and now he's a billionaire. The elites can't handle that. They don't want him getting rich.
No, he'd be considered, like, new money and probably kicked out of the club.
Yeah, so that's the idea.
Meanwhile, you have a kid over in Africa back in, I think it was like 2014, 2015, just reading books, he was able to go and create a machine that withdrew water from the air, from the humidity. And he was able to bring water to his tribe because of that. Like, we don't have that here in America anymore. I don't see kids experimenting with random stuff. I don't see them reading anymore. Much more, they want their Game Boy or their tablet or their iPad. They want to talk to their friends on Xbox. And I do believe the TV was a very big downfall for our society.
Yeah, it was. When boys play rough, they were labeled bully and say, don't do that. Now they feminize.
And that's getting pushed everywhere you see. In all honesty,
so the parents that know better has to say, hell no, we're not going to do it. And more importantly, you have to teach your kids. Your kids should be at those meetings. Those meetings about people discussing the pitfalls of the United States shouldn't look like a bingo club. You got to bring in young people because you're making decisions that they're going to have to eventually live with at some time in the future, and they won't know how to handle it.
No. You're right. They're, for instance, I know I've been asking around for quite a while, like, does anyone know where I would go to, I don't know, file a claim or a motion over looking into more of the COVID stuff or the masks? And most people can't tell me anything outside of town hall. Just go to town hall. What about when town hall doesn't do anything? Where do I go from there? My parents weren't big into politics or any of that. So it's my own stepping stone. I'm learning all this stuff on my own. So I do agree that we should be taking kids to see this stuff more so that way they can learn off the back of what you've learned, essentially. But that's not what we're doing.
Well, until you have a parade of young people coming down protesting because of the decimation of their liberty and saying the things that you never would expect young people to say of recent, anyway, recent times, it's going to be the same old thing. Until women start wearing their guns on their hip to send a message of the protection of your 2A rights, your Second Amendment, it's going to be the same. You have to send that message. You can send the message visually by way of your actions, or you can let your feelings be known by way of your verbal protest and your verbal demands and saying that I ain't going to do it.
It's weird how ladies stood up against the mandatory gene therapies for their kids a few years back, but they don't want to stand up against wokeness.
I think a part of it, again, even though I myself haven't gone through the discrimination aspect of sexism, that's still something heavily talked about. Like, all women talk about it from my perspective. And I think a part of it is sympathetic towards, for instance, the gay community, because they know what it's like to be ostracized just because of this one thing about them. Even though, again, on my end, I haven't gone through it, but I've heard story after story about it. And then I got to wonder at this point, why is that something that's allowing us to be sympathetic to a situation that's also at the same time destroying what we have fought for, that's destroying who and what we are, because we're no longer women. We have a bonus hole. And that's the only thing I can see from a woman's perspective on this, of it, well, that being what it is. I wish I had more insight, or maybe I don't, but that's all I got. I mean, I have seen where I worked, female managers, occasionally we would get a male worker who would not listen to them. They'd listen to the male managers, but not the females. That's about it. See, I really don't understand why women are not standing up on the wokeness issue unless they're saving their energy for the more important things.
Well, I don't know. I think not having your kid forced into mandatory LGBT training would be important. I would think not having to shove a carrot up your butt in kindergarten class and be graded on it, I think that would be important, but I guess not. Then again, these are the same parents that take their kids to drag queen story time and the pride parades.
Yeah. But then that has to beg the question, how many of these parents, even the females, the mothers, how many of them are genuinely not paying attention? How many of them do not see how sick and depraved all of that is? Because that is too big of a number for me to want to even comprehend.
I just personally can't understand why, if you know what a pride parade is, you're still going to take your kids to it.
I don't know. I really don't. It's not even, again, on that particular topic. If you're proud of being gay, what are you proud about? Are you a gay engineer? Are you a gay doctor? Are you a gay inventor or scientist, painter, author? No, you're just gay. Well, we're not being killed anymore. We're not being lynched. So what is it about? We have companies that cater to gays everywhere, all the time now. And then you have people in the gay community who are actually sick and tired of it. Again, cannot shout them out enough. Gays against groomers. They see what's going on. They hate it too. They are no longer part of the LGBT communities. So this is just a runaway thing that's taking over the schools. I don't know. It's political at the end of the day and should not be in a school at all. But then you have the teachers dressing up as rainbow-colored unicorns for children in elementary school. It's like if you're That's an indoctrination tactic. I don't care what you say. You want someone to like a subject, you're going to make it loud. You're going to make it pretty. You're going to make it interesting to get their attention. And you're going to go after the children because they're the most easily manipulated. I don't know. I'm over it. I'm glad Pride Month's over. I want to know how we get rid of Pride parades, honestly. They don't celebrate anything. They put their fetishes on display.
Well, this was probably their most successful year, though.
Yeah, I mean, I saw...
Nobody talked about it like this before.
Most of the stuff I've seen about it, though, outside of actual doctors and stuff handing out dildos to people for free and police stations actually advertising the gay flag and stuff, outside of that, all I've seen are people showing pictures of naked people in front of children.
Right.
I don't understand it. I really don't. And how do they even profit from it? I don't get it.
Maybe it's not about the money. It's about maybe not the money for the parade, but they get paid through ESG scores. And, of course, George Soros money.
Oh, yeah. So, while I know the gist of GS or those scores, where exactly are they most prominent? Like, are they in everything now, or are they still building up to everything?
I don't know. I think they're in the most liberal cities. Because I don't see a lot of that stuff here in Las Vegas. So I'm sure there's probably some kind of parade, but... It's not like it's Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, or Minneapolis, or New York City.
Oh, even out here in Cincinnati, they've got them, and I've seen some pictures from there, but I haven't seen full-blown naked people yet, so I guess Cincinnati hasn't fully lost its mind. The outside of all of that, it just doesn't need to be in schools. It's a political thing, something they can figure out when they're 18 and older. Leave them alone till then.
Me about the birds and the bees and about how sex works, I taught myself. I went on my first date when I was 20. I was a really late bloomer.
Understandable and relatable.
I just was not, I my whole life was not really focused before on I have to meet women.
I know, but this day and age, with what they're teaching in schools, it's not even focused on meeting the opposite sex, it's meeting the same sex.
Which, I just was not into sex. I was more into baseball and things like that than I was with just trying to get with women.
But I think it also has to do with the environment. Back during the time you were growing up, sex was more of a taboo topic, something that they didn't have plastered on the evening screen when you're watching a video or a movie or something, or listening to the radio show. They weren't talking about that the same way. They had even flirting in older school stuff really tame.
Yeah, but there were still dances and proms and all that, so it's not like it wasn't there. I just never...
Not true.
I've never been to a dance or a prom in my life.
Yeah, you weren't missing much.
Oh, I don't think I missed much. I'm married, and I created two kids, so it's not like I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know. I still see today, for instance, children are allowed to run around free on the internet. And even on YouTube kid channel only, I've seen some of the stuff that they share on there that I've had to block for my niece and nephew, which they didn't understand why at the time. But you had videos where it was literally Spider-Man, someone dressed up as Spider-Man, sniffing someone who played the character of Elsa and Anna, sniffing their underwear. And this was on the kids-friendly section on YouTube. And you find out these people had a lot of weird videos like that. Then there was a Five Nights at Freddy's video. I remember I had to block because my nephew watched it multiple times. But the characters were doing it together. They, like, gender-swapped some of them, and, oh, God, it was disgusting. But that's all on kid-friendly sites. So, again, I really do think that it's out there a lot more. Children are way more focused on it. Not so much children as teens, but I think it's a bigger thing today. I really do. A bigger topic at the very least.
Well, but I think that's only because the president on down is a bunch of groomers.
Oh, I completely agree with you on that 100%.
The sad thing is that I think even Brandon voters know that he's a groomer. But some people still vote for him.
I can say one particular family member of mine, no, two of them, do not believe that whatsoever. In fact, you mention that, and then they say, no, that's Donald Trump. It's like anything that's actually provable on these people. They twist it and put it on the other person because that's more close to their reality than actual reality. Because they, I guess they couldn't take it if they found out they actually voted for someone like that, someone involved with human trafficking, someone involved with molesting children. The dude took showers with his own granddaughter. Like, come on, people. She wrote
no,
about...
No, that was his daughter, not his granddaughter. That was Hunter's sister.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The granddaughter is the one he says doesn't exist or doesn't
right.
acknowledge.
Yeah, and then all the liberals, like the people on The View, are like, well, that's Hunter's business. Why does everybody have to know about it?
God, The View needs to be canceled already. I still don't understand how that's still on there. They don't ever talk about anything real. When something bad actually happens, they celebrate it. But whatever. I wonder if they've had any commentary over Sound of Freedom. I know CNN demonizes them. Oh, and then you have people. Do you remember, I know you probably didn't watch it. I didn't watch it myself. But do you remember hearing about a movie called Cocaine Bear?
I remember the name. I can't tell you anything at all about it, but I remember the name.
So what I remember from the little advertisements for it, like this bear got high on coke, went in and destroyed all kinds of stuff, got into people's houses, like ran around in the streets, climbed up buildings because it's high on coke. And the real story, it says it's based on a real story. The real story behind the bear was it found a big duffel bag full of coke, got into it, ate about, oh God, a crap load of it, like bricks of it that they found inside of this bear's stomach. And the real story is that once it took effect, the bear ran for either 100 feet or 100 yards, not very far, and died from a heart attack. That was the real story of it. And there are people who, movie critics, who are saying Sound of Freedom is like Cocaine Bear, based on a true story, but it's actually not that bad. And to these people, all I have to say is, Tim Ballard, the man who was part of going on these missions and saving these children, the people that this movie is, or person this movie is based off of, he helped them choreograph scenes. He actually showed Jim Caviezel videos of these children being rescued from dumps. He showed them the containers full of body parts from children that sold for thousands of times more money than even a barrel of oil.
Mm-hmm.
He sat there and took him through every single step to help him get into the character of what he went through and who he actually was. And they're sitting here saying, oh, it's like Cocaine Bear. It's just a made-up story so they can act like this is a big deal and have something to glorify or cling on to. And then there's an entire hit piece article that I came across not even 2 days after the movie was released. No, wait, this was actually released yesterday. So I'm a lie on that. It's been a couple of days. But he talks about the author of this hit piece goes in and talks about Nicole Kidman for some unknown reason, talking about how this is a complete fallacy. It's all made up. It's Hollywood drama. And then they go into this movie was supposed to be released in 2018, but Disney bought the studio and shelved the movie. And then they go into saying people have a darker undertone and they think Disney shelved this movie to hide the truth from them, but that's not true. That's the reason why it only took them getting picked up by Angel Studios and 5 more years before they were able to actually get it onto the market. Like, Netflix won't pick it up. Amazon won't pick it up. Like, Amazon Prime, Hulu won't pick it up. None of these streaming sites. But what's their explanation for that? Like, they just want to say, oh, well, it's not groomy enough. The only thing I can think. But they, anyways, this hit piece goes on to talk about the fact that Tim Ballard himself has wild, exaggerated numbers and unsupported figures about the extent of the sex trafficking industry, including the claim that 10,000 children are smuggled into the U.S. for sex every year. People who do the studying on this knows it's more. Like, we've had, what was it, 83,000 children to go missing at our border this year alone that we cannot find at all. But then they attack the fact that Donald Trump actually appointed Ballard as the co-chair of one of the State Department advisory councils on human trafficking. Like, this was just a hit piece article, and it's like, that should be stuff that makes you go, oh, this person probably actually knows genuinely what he is talking about if he was put up there as an actual advisory person on the topic. But then they want to relate him to Trump. They want to relate him to QAnon. But they don't want to actually focus on him himself. Like, they attack him left and right. So people, if you have not seen the movie yet, I still haven't. I have to admit, I haven't had the money, and I don't want to take a free ticket from someone else. So I'm waiting until I get the money. But I am highly recommending it. And be careful. AMC, I've seen multiple people sharing their stories over this. AMC has done some shady stuff. The people who own it have turned off the ACs in the theaters that are for a viewing Sound of Freedom. They're returning people's tickets, telling them, oh, we can't let you see this right now. And they're basically telling people, oh, it's sold out. You can't buy anymore, and not letting them in. So many people have shared videos of the fact that the theater was practically empty. There might have been 10 people in there all together. And we know that it has sold out, like, in a lot of places, like 40 million, I believe it was, that they've made on this movie. And it's only been out not even a full week.
I've sued them. Sue them and call them racist. That's racist what they're doing.
How do you go about that?
Just like you would the way blacks do it. Your attorneys know how to do it. Crump, if it was done to some black movie, Crump would come forward, accuse them of being racist, trying to prevent you from seeing the show, the movie. And lying, turning the air conditioning off too, that's a ramification of people's health.
It means they're trying to get people to not watch movies.
Yeah,
not
that's what they're
that
doing.
Movie.
Denying you your First Amendment right to watch and listen to what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're grown. You got to sue them. It's a new day.
Well, yeah, how do we get anything done if we don't know how to file class action lawsuits? Because a lot of people I've talked to are just like, well, you can't just go after somebody for this. You have to have all of this stuff. Do I really at this point?
Yeah, they go after you for things you wouldn't even live and knew anything about until you just heard the other day. Anyways, you guys, about time to go off. I'm going to get off from here.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it just really does upset me quite genuinely that they sat there, CNN is saying this is just a QAnon conspiracy video. Meanwhile, they sat there and praised cuties for being brave. I don't get it.
That's all you need to know.
So a man actually standing up and fighting for the freedom of children who are being exploited, he's just a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Not the fact that he worked for Homeland Security, caught pedophiles, mm-hmm. and then one day on a case
went...
Well,
these are the same people that called Dr. Ben Carson an Ice Cube white supremacist. So
that's
don't have
true.
To trust them.
No, but the amount of people that still do is astonishing. I know when my grandmother was here a couple weeks ago, I mentioned Sound of Freedom to her before it was out. She had no idea what it was, but my cousin told her, like, oh, it's this movie about a man who's fighting for child freedom who are being trafficked. And she just looked at her like she had multiple heads. And she's someone who listens to CNN, so I guarantee you she will never watch that movie if she saw that particular news briefing.
Well, it's okay to ask these people that refuse to watch it. It's like, why are you for child trafficking? You can ask them, why are you for child pedophilia? And let them figure it out. So, before it gets too late, I want to go ahead and play Dan Bongino talking about the Sound of Freedom today.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Here's what I mean. This is just a small sample, by the way. Here's Rolling Stone. I mean, a garbage outlet ever since the Duke LaCroix. I mean, Rolling Stone, they're not even, this isn't even like parody. Miles Klee, I don't even know who that is. He should just, honestly, man, keep this guy away from your kids. Sound of Freedom, the movie about child sex trafficking, exposing it, is a superhero movie for dads with brainworms. The QAnon-tinged thriller about child trafficking is designated to appeal to the conscience of a conspiracy-addled boomer.
Jesus whiz.
Are you shitting me? Oh, come on, Dan. That's just Rolling Stone. No, here's The Guardian. Another kooky left-wing paper, but amongst the left is pretty mainstream. Sound of Freedom, the QAnon adjacent thriller, Seducing America, designed to appeal to a paranoid world. Folks, they are showing their asses because they don't know what to do. There are two reasons they're defending this, outside of showing their asses. They don't want the open border highlighted where these kids are being trafficked. And the sexualization of children is the left-wing agenda now. Here's this crazy guy on CNN again, amazingly, defending, again, child sex trafficking by de facto by associating this movie with some QAnon stuff when the guy who was in, the movie's based on, it's a true story, rescuing kids from child trafficking, he was doing this in 2014. No one even knew what QAnon was. I'll prove it to you in a second. But listen to this crazy guy first.
You seem pretty familiar with him because he doesn't really hide his association with this real wild plot that involves, you know, drinking the blood of children and things like that.
No, he doesn't hide it at all. And you have a lot of people who are in this world of QAnon who say, oh, they don't know what that is. They've never heard of it. They're just asking questions. With somebody like Jim Caviezel, he is openly embracing it. He's openly using its catchphrases and its concepts. He's speaking at QAnon conventions. And this film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon but claim they don't know what it is.
Folks, we cover a lot of lefty bullshit on this show. But again, every time you think you've hit bedrock, it's like they crack through the bedrock. You get to like the mantle and the core. These people are human garbage. Now, again, we always bring the freaking receipts on this show. Here's a CBS News story from 2014 about the exact same guy featured in the movie, a man by the name of Ballard, who frees kids from child sex trafficking. Now, notice, when the left was winning the culture war, it was harmless for them to cover child sex trafficking. But when the Trump era started and everything started to turn and we started to fight back, now all of a sudden they got to advance child sex trafficking because they can keep an open border and they can use identity sexual politics to confuse kids and divorce them from their parents, which is the communist goal. Notice how the exact same story was lauded in 2014, celebrated by CBS, and yet now it's QAnon. Yet the story's no different. This is CBS in 2014 about the same freaking story. Take a look.
Last weekend, police broke up a major sex trafficking ring in Colombia, which has become a destination for tourists looking for sex with boys and girls. The police had help from an American who went undercover to rescue the children, and Elaine Quijano met him.
Jim Ballard has one mission, to track down child traffickers. 4 months ago, Colombian authorities asked him to investigate a tip that children were being sold there as sex slaves.
Within a half hour, this individual walks up to me, starts asking me what I'm here for, what I want, and within minutes, he says, well, I've got kids as young as 11 years old.
Ballard, a former Homeland Security agent, now heads up Operation Underground Railroad, a nonprofit group that rescues trafficked kids.
This is insane. Gee summed it up better than I did. I'm glad I'm making the show your ass theory too complicated. The show your ass theory is simply this. The left hates you so much and they don't know how to respond to your successes that whatever you're for, they're against. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino Show. You can watch the full show. We recommend you do on Rumble. Go to rumble.com.
All right. So, yeah, that clip was from 2014. But now, I don't even know what year QAnon people started following that. Was that like 2020 or something?
QAnon, I think, popped up 2016, 2017. It was around when Trump was running for president.
The first time or the second time?
The first time, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was while Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, if they were still in office while QAnon was starting up.
Yeah, I think it might have been the very last year of his presidency.
But I never got into QAnon, and I still to this day don't buy into the QAnon hype.
There's a lot of it I question, but a lot of stuff also that they've kind of predicted and called out. So I don't know where I land on it. It's weird, and I keep an open mind with it, but it's not something I put forefront when I'm doing my research. If that makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
for them to just call us, that's all the left has is that they name call. We can drop truth, and then they're like, you better stop saying truth or we're going to call you a name.
Yep, and I mean, honestly, if you're going to call people a name, when it comes to QAnon, they talk about human trafficking. They talk about adrenochrome, about stolen elections, all that stuff. So it's not really being called a bad thing necessarily. So what's the insult here? But why do they want to demonize this after they already praised it at one point in time?
Because Trump is against child trafficking, so whatever Trump is against, they literally have to be for it.
That is the
And besides that's what the pedos in charge and the George Soros money, that goes to that. So that's part of it, too. When they brag about paying off their politicians, that's what it's about.
Oh, yeah, that supposedly doesn't happen,
mm-hmm.
even though we have a BlackRock recruiter on video admitting to it. You want a senator? They're cheap. $10,000, you own them. I'm just quoting the recruiter.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Which, I mean, most senators and stuff are people, like everyday people like you and me for the general part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So $10,000 might be something that changes their lives, pays their mortgage, pays for a new car, pays a little bit of their kids' tuition.
$10,000 is really nothing, though.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of things. But then for other people out there, $10,000 is big money.
Yeah, but not for somebody that should be in office like that. Wait, outro music means that we don't have that much so joining us today, Kayla. We always appreciate having you here.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a good night and have a good week.
Put together negative.